The right-hander for the Giants throws. Swing and a miss! And that's it! The Giants are world champions!
The San Francisco Giants say as of today they are diverting 82% of waste away from AT&T Ballpark. Fans saw the Giants win a championship on the field in 2010. In 2011, Operations Vice President George Costa says the park is on top again, this time in going green.
That's the best in baseball, but I'm thinking we can do better. And so we've set an internal goal of 90% for this year. We not only want to meet what the city mandate is, but we actually want to go above and beyond that.
Costa says for a business to put as much effort into a green initiative as the Giants have, it takes money. So why work as hard for something that costs upwards of six digits to enact? Public Relations Director Shayna Dom says it's simple.
We have season ticket holders. We have stockholders, so to speak. And there's an expectation from our fans that we conduct our business in a way they feel proud to do business with us.
Over the past 4 years, AT&T Park has installed solar panels, made its scoreboard energy efficient, and added a green concession stand where fans can get green garlic fries. And according to Field Operations Director Greg Elliott, even the playing field is in on the game.
When we replace a field, we always ship it out and we have it recycled and then have the field composted. So it's not being, you know, the field itself, the grass as it sits existing, is removed, shipped over, composted, and then resold. So we're reusing what we put in.
Elliott says AT&T's irrigation clock measures weather to save 33 to 50% more irrigation water and adds up to numerous green accolades and the claim that AT&T is the country's greenest ballpark. The Giants estimate they'll divert 2,000 tons of waste from the landfill this season. Costa says 90% is a doable goal, but there are two things that could halt it.
Money and being sloppy. You remember, this is like a city of 42,000 people, and you have to have people that have a passion for wanting to do it, and you have to have the resources to be able to do it.
Reporting for the Hearst Foundation, Wade Hilligoss, San Francisco.